Today's reading begins in 1 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 1. 1 Chronicles 24, verse 1. The divisions of the sons of Aaron were these: the sons of Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children, so Eleazar and Ithamar became the priests. With the help of Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, David organized them according to the appointed duties in their service. Since more chief men were found among the sons of Eleazar than among the sons of Ithamar, they organized them under 16 heads of fathers' houses of the sons of Eleazar and 8 of the sons of Ithamar. They divided them by lot, all alike, for they were sacred officers and officers of God among both the sons of Eleazar and the sons of Ithamar. And the scribe Shemaiah, the son of Nethanel, of Levi, recorded them in the presence of the king and the princes and Zadok the priest and Ahimelech the sons of Abiathar and the heads of the fathers' houses of the priests and of the Levites, one father's house being chosen for Eleazar and one chosen for Ithamar. The first lot fell to Jehoram, the second to Jediah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Suarim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakaz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jachim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshabeab, the 15th to Bilga, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hezer, the 18th to Hapizez, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jezkel, the 21st to Jachin, the 22nd to Gamul, the 23rd to Deliah, the 24th to Maaziah. These had as their appointed duty in their service to come into the house of the Lord according to the procedure established for them by Aaron their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And of the rest of the sons of Levi, the sons of Amram, Shebuel, of the sons of Shebuel, Jediah, of Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, Ishiah, the chief of the Israelites, Shelomoth, of the sons of Shelomoth, Jahath, the sons of Hebron, Jeriah, the chief, Amariah, the second, Jehaziel, the third, Jechameam, the fourth, the sons of Aziel, Micah, of the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah, Ishiah, of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah, the sons of Merari, Mali, and Mushi, the sons of Jeziah, Bino, the sons of Merari, of Jeziah, Binom, Shoham, Zakur, and Ibri, of Mali, Eleazar, who had no sons, of Kish, the sons of Kish, Jeramiel, the sons of Mushi, Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their fathers' houses. These also, the head of each father's house and his younger brother alike, cast lots, just as their brothers, the sons of Aaron, in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the priests and of the Levites. David and the chiefs of the service also set apart for the service of the sons of Asaph, and of Heman, and of Jeduthun, who prophesied with lyres, with harps, and with cymbals. The list of those who did the work of their duties was, of the sons of Asaph, Zakur, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asherallah. The sons of Asaph, under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied under the direction of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Ziri, Jeshiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, 6, under the direction of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with the lyre in thanksgiving and praise to the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Aziel, Shebuel, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hananah, Eliatha, Gedalti, and Romamti Izur, Joshbekisha, Malathi, Hothir, Mahazioth, all these were the sons of Heman the king's seer, according to the promise of God to exalt him, for God had given Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. They were all under the direction of their father and the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, harps, and lyres for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the order of the king. The number of them, along with their brothers who were trained in singing to the Lord, all who were skillful, was 288. And they cast lots for their duties, small and great, teacher and pupil alike. The first lot fell for Asaph to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, to him and his brothers and his sons, 12, the third to Zakur, his sons and his brothers, 12, the fourth to Isri, his sons and his brothers, 12, the fifth to Nathaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12, the sixth to Bukiah, his sons and his brothers, 12, the seventh to Jeshurilah, his sons and his brothers, 12, the eighth to Jeshiah, his sons and his brothers, 12, the nine to Mattaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12, the tenth to Shimei, his sons and his brothers, 12, the 11th to Azarel, his sons and his brothers, 12, the 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and his brothers, 12, to the 13th, Shubael, his sons and his brothers, 12, to the 14th, Mattathiah, his sons and his brothers, 12, to the 15th, to Jeremoth, his sons and his brothers, 12, to the 16th, to Hananiah, his sons and his brothers, 12, to the 17th, to Joshbekasha, his sons and his brothers, 12, to the 18th, to Hanani, his brothers, sons and his brothers, 12, to the 19th, to Malathi, his sons and his brothers, 12, to the 20th, to Eliatha, his sons and his brothers, 12, to the 21st, to Hothir, his sons and his brothers, 12, to the 22nd, to Gedalti, his sons and his brothers, 12, to the 23rd, to Mahasioth, his sons and his brothers, 12, to the 24th, to Ramanti, Ezer, his sons and his brothers, 12. As for the divisions of the gatekeepers of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, the son of Kor, of the sons of Asaph, had Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebediah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Johanan the sixth, Eliohanai the seventh, and Obed-Edom and sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sakar the fourth, Nethanel the fifth, Amithel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Pelothai the eighth, for God blessed him. Also to his son Shemaiah were sons born to who were rulers in their father's houses, for they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose brothers were able men, Elihu and Semachiah. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, with their sons and brothers, able men qualified for the service, 62 of Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, able men, 18. And Hosah of the sons of Merari had sons, Shimri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, his father made him chief. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and brothers of Hosah were 13. These divisions of the gatekeepers, corresponding to their chief men, had duties just as their brothers did, ministering in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots by fathers' houses, small and great alike, for their gates. The lot for the east fell to Shelemiah. They cast lots also for his son Zechariah, a shrewd counselor, and his lot came out for the north. Obed-Edom's came out for the south, and to his sons was allotted the gatehouse. For Shupim and Hosah it came out for the west, at the gate of Shalaketh on the road that goes up. Watch corresponded to watch. On the east there were six each day, on the north four each day, on the south four each day, as well as two and two at the gatehouse. And for the colonnade on the west there were four at the road and two at the colonnade. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the Korahites and the sons of Merari. That completes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.